Over. But the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home. With quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank, you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program where we answer your questions, 877-726-8255. We entertain your comments about intelligent medicine. That's the theme, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We try to boil it down for you each weekend in a digestible, understandable, and entertaining way. So settle back for an hour or two and catch up on all the vital health information of the week. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to take a look later in the program at a story that suggests that vitamin B3 may be harmful for the heart. That's the subject of a newsletter article I'm writing that will appear in next week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I hope that you go to drhoffman.com and subscribe, but we'll give you a preview of what my impressions are should we worry about our consumption of niacin, niacinamide, and NAD supplements, all under the rubric of vitamin B3. We'll also talk about the benefits of resistance exercise. A new story about my medical school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Now, thanks to a gift by a former professor of $1 billion, free tuition for students at Einstein. We're going to cover that story a little later. Cannabis risks and a potential way to treat cannabis dependency. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Headline, obesity now greater risk to global health than hunger. It's a fascinating story because throughout the history of mankind, starvation was a risk. And whenever we talked about malnutrition, we were talking about people who were hungry. Those of you who grew up like I did, a baby boomer, if we didn't clean our plates, we were always told that, quote, people are starving in Europe. Well, that was in the harsh post-war era where Europe was still pretty banged up. And then it changed. People are starving in Asia. People are starving in Africa. Starvation was a worldwide problem. But that's progress, folks, because well, you come a long way, baby, from when the first proto-human walked upright around 2 million years ago, and it was a struggle for survival. It was a struggle to maximize our intake of calories. We were designed to be calorie-seeking machines because survival was all about achieving some degree of caloric sufficiency in the face of scarcity. Well, now it turns out that obesity is a greater threat to global health than hunger, according to a new study in the Lancet Medical Journal. More than 1 in 8 people in the world are clinically obese, as the number has passed 1 billion for the first time. Now, they say that obesity is a form of malnutrition. It's a new way of thinking about malnutrition because the definition of malnutrition is that people aren't getting the right nutrients, vitamins, and types of calories needed to be healthy. So it's not about weight. It's about the right kind of nutrition for health. And it turns out that the number of people considered underweight, perhaps the hungry of the world, still significant numbers, 550 million, is now far outweighed by the 1 billion people worldwide who are overweight or obese. And a particularly concerning trend is that under 18s account for 159 million of those who are obese. So what is the definition of obese? You can use a plug-in, plug in your height and your weight into something called a body mass index. You can just Google that and find the app and put in your numbers. And if your number is greater than 30, well, you're actually exceeding the threshold for obesity. Over 26 to 30, that's borderline. That means that you're overweight, but you're not quite reaching the threshold of obesity. You might be considered underweight if your number is 8.5 or less. So a big study looked at 222 million people from 3,663 separate studies. Those people are huge. And in fact, some of the most successful American football linemen are of Samoan origin because they're like big sumo wrestlers. If they do enough physical exercise, they can remain fit enough to move fast and bang hard and play football. Also, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and North Africa are places where there's a high prevalence of obesity. In the United Kingdom, remember, Lancet is a medical journal it's a worldwide medical journal, but it's based in England. In the UK, 1 in 10 girls are obese, and 1 in 8 boys are obese. They compare that to 1990. It's more than double the proportion seen in 1990. You can be sure that the trends are even worse in the United States. The UK ranks 78th out of 200 countries analyzed for adult obesity. Almost 3 in 10 adults were obese. Women slightly more likely to be overweight than men. So an English guy, Professor Tim Spector, has told the House of Lords Select Committee on Food, Diet, and Obesity that the British government's current guidelines were, quote, hopelessly out of date. And he has some, I think, really germane things to say. And I'm quoting. He says, they're still proposing that people have low-fat spreads instead of whole foods or cheese or whatever, which is so far behind the times. There's nothing in there, he says, about eating whole foods instead of heavily processed foods. Even the NHS guidelines, the National Health Service guidelines, are very out of date. They state things like, quote, you should never miss a meal, and you should snack regularly throughout the day. And again, they focus on low-fat foods, which all recent evidence and virtually every nutrition colleague I speak to doesn't believe in the face of the onslaught of these recommendations and more food offerings that are, quote, low fat, we're seeing people getting fatter. So, this is a huge problem worldwide, and it's only getting worse. And it turns out it's becoming one of the world's major avoidable causes of disease, accounting for 60% or more of chronic diseases that we experience, perhaps a certain percentage also due to environmental pollution, sedentary lifestyle. Yeah, those factor in as well. But diet, big problem worldwide. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/Core Ultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And we've got some live callers. We've got John from Connecticut. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to be 64 next week, and I've been diabetic since I was in my 30s. And I have diabetic retinopathy. I got that, I don't know, about 10 years ago. And I know as you get older, it gets worse, too, because you're an older diabetic and you've had diabetes for a long time. And I'm taking tons of vitamins, including astaxanthin and stuff like that. I have one eye that he did laser treatment. He did injections. Right. He had a bleeding eye on my left side. Right now, I can't see out of it because it just happened to bleed. And is there anything I can take to actually, I'm 64 almost, so I mean, I'll make it to 80 or, I don't know, 85, I don't know.
So let me ask you a couple questions. You say you've been diabetic since age 30. How have you been treated for your diabetes? What kind of medication were you placed on?
I had metformin.
Yeah.
I'm on insulin now. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you that. I actually reduced my insulin because I started taking the berberine again.
Okay, let me just mention this. You know, I just did a really exciting podcast with Gary Taubes, the author of a new book on diabetes, Rethinking Diabetes. And Gary Taubes is the advocate of a low-carb diet. He's written books on the ketogenic diet. He's written books on, you know, how we've gone wrong in our approach to obesity. And here's one of the things he outlines in the book is that our approach to diabetes is misguided because you started out with type 2 diabetes. Well, type 2 diabetes is remediable with diet. A very low-carb diet can fix it. And so originally you're put on an oral medication, and that didn't work, and now you're on insulin. Insulin will lower your blood sugar, that's for sure. But what you're seeing is that the complications continue. And insulin has the effect of keeping blood sugar controlled, but it's not doing such a great job for the kidney problems, the nerve problems, the eye problems that ensue for diabetes. In fact, some studies suggest it might accelerate them. So the approach that it really is the fundamental approach, right? You know, there are certain supplements that may help, like, you know, vision enhancing supplements, the so-called ARID supplements, although they work better on what's called dry macular degeneration than on diabetic retinopathy. The approach is to get on an ultra low carb diet, lose the weight, get off the insulin, get off meds, and normalize your blood sugar. Now, it's easier said than done because really it's kind of a vicious cycle. 30 years of diabetes, the weight gets on, you become more sedentary. Other factors sometimes ensue when you're 64, like very low testosterone. That could be something that we need to investigate in your case. But the way to get out of this is via dietary means, not with just more medication. And yes, there are medications that can be injected in the eye, like Lucentis, that help these kinds of problems. But ultimately, the answer is a nutritional one. So if you tried a ketogenic diet, like, you know, obliterating your carbohydrates and really just consuming protein and fat?
Well, I'm eating salad mix, organic salad mix, and I put a lot of Hellman's mayonnaise on it because
I'm asking what you're eating besides the healthy stuff. Are you including any bread, pasta, sugar, juices, fruits, starchy vegetables?
No.
None of that. So you're on an Atkins diet. You're on a really low carb diet, right?
I'm trying, yeah.
Trying. Well, okay. So that I think is the correct approach, is to really minimize your carbs. Ketogenic diet can help bring this bring your blood sugar under better control so that you can minimize your insulin. You've already done so. So you're on the right track. I think you kind of know where you need to head with this. Unfortunately, some of the damage has been done. And, you know, retinopathy means that the blood vessels tend to become fragile and hemorrhage. And this is a consequence of poorly regulated blood sugar over time. So, yeah, you know, that's – is there a magic bullet for this type of retinopathy? You know, maybe bioflavonoids can be helpful, pycnogenol. They tend to reduce capillary leakage, which can be helpful in your case. But the fundamental answer is diet, you know, perhaps with some resistance exercise and get your testosterone checked. 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Rick in Port Washington. How you doing, Rick?
Rick, how are you?
Good, thanks. Question.
Question for you. I'm getting some pain in the upper neck and the back, like right near the skull. So I went to the chiropractor. He took some X-rays. He said I've got thinning spinal discs.
Well,
and,
how old are you, sir?
62.
Well, what else is new? You know, we all have thinning, you know, these cushions between the vertebrae, and they do thin out, and that's just kind of a normal process of aging. So that in itself is not like, you know, some sort of eureka moment to understand your discomfort. So what's the proposed treatment?
Well, he wants me to come in like twice a week forever,
yeah.
You know.
It's just sort of a selling point to get therapy. And by the way, chiropractic can be very helpful for neck pain. So, you know, with or without the X-rays, you can, you know, undertake a program of chiropractic treatment. And, you know, you can't guarantee instant results. I mean, it's not like one or two adjustments are going to make a difference. You might want to do a series, you know, perhaps limit it to, you know, a trial of a month or 6 weeks and see if it makes things better. But, you know, things that can support discs and, you know, what discs are basically, they're collagen. And just like the synovial membranes in your knees and in your hips and ankles and shoulders, they respond to things like glucosamine sulfate with chondroitin and also MSM. And potentially collagen, you know, can support it, oral collagen. So these are some of the things that I might consider to support the collagen. But you still might need some kind of manipulative therapy from an osteopath, a chiropractor, or maybe even acupuncture. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So we have some recorded calls from people who called in during the week. And let's hear one of those, please.
I have a question about an uncommon eye condition called vitreo macular traction syndrome. Are there any supplements I could take? Vitreo macular traction syndrome is where the vitreous humor tugs on the macula. And I'd like to know, are there any supplements that I could take for the vitreous humor in the eye?
Okay. Well, It's a tongue twister, vitreo macular traction syndrome, and sometimes abbreviated VMT. And I think he stated that it was an uncommon eye condition, but actually it's an almost universal eye condition. The majority of people experience some degree of VMT by the time they're 70, and this can result in sparkles or flashes in the eye, or distorted vision. And what happens, the word traction means pulling, right? So vitreo in vitreomacular traction syndrome means the vitreous, which is the jelly that's within the eyeball. And I remember as a kid, I was fascinated by science and biology, and I had my mom go to the butcher and get me different organs like kidneys or hearts of beef. And one time I asked her to get me a beef eyeball, which I dissected in the backyard. She told me, you know, get that thing out of the house. You know, so I was in the backyard slicing it open. And when you slice open an eyeball, most of you haven't done that, hopefully, there's a kind of a jelly that comes out. And as you age, as with many parts of the body, it becomes desiccated. It kind of congeals like drying snot. And in so doing, it shrinks and it pulls on the macula, which is kind of the screen on which vision is projected. The macula has all the sensors, the photoreceptors that help translate light into nerve impulses. So when the macula gets pulled on, a couple of things can happen. One, it can distort vision. Another, it can send like false signals like flashes or bursts of light to your brain. Or alternatively, it could actually pull a part of your macula off the back of your eye, and that can be an emergency, really a medical emergency. It needs to get spot welded with a laser. So if you have these symptoms, you go to the doctor does an analysis, and very often the doctor will say, hey, you know, we'll just do watchful waiting, you know, because this is often going to resolve on its own. Sometimes it can be treated surgically, or they can inject something into the eye that kind of, you know, fills up the vitreous and pushes back the segment that was pulled away. There are various ways to address this. And I believe there's a new medication that is a treatment option for these patients. In terms of supplements, I can't really tell you that there's a supplement per se that's going to help that. So in cases like this, I look at people's overall health and nutrition. Are they obese? Are they inflamed? Do they have a deficiency of certain key nutrients? Is their diet pro-inflammatory? So we want to just optimize things. When it comes to physical activity, you know, we got to be careful of things like inversions, you know, like you don't want to necessarily stand on your head or go on one of those slant boards that's designed to stretch your spine while you are you lying upside down, because it might put more pressure on your eye. You might want to avoid heavy weight lifting because the intraocular pressure goes up when you, you know, when you're doing a bench press with you know, 100 pounds of weight or more. But the other thing I would suggest is quite simple: is hydration, because it may be, to some extent, that this is due to chronic dehydration, because the vitreous is moisture laden, and when it loses its moisture content, it tends to shrink and pull at the retina. So, you know, there's, I don't think there's a specific nutritional therapy for this. You know, if you Google this and see if there's, you know, some sort of scientific research that suggests that this or that or the other supplement can make a difference, you probably won't find much. But it is a really common condition, and it's generally pretty benign. It just requires follow-up and monitoring from your eye doctor to make sure that it resolves on its own, which it often does. And so there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, if fatigue sometimes holds you back, and, you know, for whom is that not an occasional problem? Studies show that your cellular health may start to deteriorate as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. And the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to address the damage that occurs in your mitochondria and improve your body's natural energy production is NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And clinical trials have validated the fact that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the aspects of aging. NT factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas, there's immune support formulas, there's targeted nutrition, and there's pure NT factor, like the powder that I add to my smoothies, that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can now find the NT Factor line of traditional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, here's an item, and this is something that kind of came as a surprise to me because I contribute to my medical school, my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I want to help the medical students meet their expenses. So I give them a small donation ever since I had an education there. I feel I want to pay them back for launching me on a wonderful medical career and their generosity that they accorded me in terms of scholarships. The news this week, Albert Einstein College of Medicine announced that it will give free tuition to all current and future students after receiving a record-breaking donation from Ruth Gottesman. Now, Ruth Gottesman was a professor at the time I was at Albert Einstein. I'll give you an idea of how long ago that was. She's in her 90s. She's chair of the college board of trustees, 96. She told the New York Times that she made the donation after inheriting $1 billion in Berkshire Hathaway stock from her late husband. It's one of those stories, you know, where maybe they invested $100,000, like, what, back in the 70s. Now it's worth $1 billion. So this is an interesting story because what they did was, I don't know if they leaked the story, if people had any intimation of why they were being called to an assembly. It was like an all-hands-on-deck meeting for medical students, like come to the assembly hall, a lecture hall that I have sat in for many a lecture. And they all trooped in, and then they announced that they were all getting free tuition henceforth. And so it was like a college football game where the home team wins. They all, you know, started leaping and shouting and jumping in the air because it turns out that the average the tuition for Albert Einstein College of Medicine for a year is like $61,000. And living expenses in New York are no joke. So, you know, that's still like about $100,000 a year. When I was admitted to medical school in 1978, I think it was, I had the choice of either going to Downstate or Stony Brook, where I was also admitted, where it was cheaper, because these are state schools, or Albert Einstein, which is private, which was like three times as expensive. But I said Einstein because I could take out loans. And I took out loans, and I was paying loans for like, it must have been like 15 or more years to pay down my debt. I got, no question, I got scholarships. The tuition then was probably, I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't know, it's trivial. It's probably, you know, $10,000-$12,000 a year. This is an interesting thing because it's really going to increase the competitiveness to get into schools like Albert Einstein College of Medicine. In New York, another school has done this, NYU. New York University Medical School, free tuition. Already, without free tuition, there are annually 10,000 applicants for 189 places. So the acceptance rate is about 3%. 326 of the 10,000 applicants were accepted, and of those, 889 attended because, you know, they probably said, well, Einstein's my safe school. I got into Harvard, or I got into whatever, Columbia or Yale, or, you know, perhaps a school I thought, you know, was better, more prestigious. But Einstein's right up there. So my thoughts on this are, you know, I think this is phenomenal because, number one, it reduces the pressure on students to go for the money after medical school. Because some students, they go in, they're very idealistic. They go, I want to be a primary care doctor in underserved areas. And then they go, look, I've got you know, 300,000 or more debts, and I got to make a lot of money. So I'm going to go into a field that's much more lucrative, you know, like, neurosurgery or ophthalmology, radiology, where you can make more money. And then we have a dearth of primary care doctors in this country, which is often being filled by foreign doctors or backfilled with non-MDs. Physician assistants and nurse practitioners are often taking the role of primary care doctors. And we need more primary care doctors, but I think debt encourages a lot of doctors to specialize. The problem here is I still think it needs to be means tested, because getting into medical school and going to a good medical school and, you know, getting a good medical residency launches you on a career where you can make many, many millions of dollars. And so for the child of a wealthy parents to go to a medical school for free, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that it should be means tested. Look, they should be very generous with scholarships. There's some kids who are brilliant and have no money whatsoever, and I think it's a good thing that they're not saddled with debt, which can really put a crimp in their lives, especially as they start out in their careers. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but with certain qualifications, you know, just like some people who receive Social Security and Medicare have a lot of money, and they still get the same benefits that someone who is poor gets. And ultimately, that is not in the spirit of fairness. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, Call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And taking advantage of the opportunity to call us during the program is Richard on Long Island. How you doing?
Hi, guys. First of all, let me just thank you for all the information you give both on the radio and on the computer.
Great, yeah. You follow the podcasts and the articles, and
Well,
a lot of resources anyway, there. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling about. I've been having pains in my lower groin area and also constipation. You know, it's been like about maybe 2-3 weeks now. So I went to my gastroenterologist.
Yeah,
and he prescribed for me to go to the lab and get a CT scan with contrast.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I'm concerned about the amount of radiation, because I'm wondering, is that a better test than let's say an MRI for that area?
Okay, so have you had a colonoscopy to check?
I had one many years ago. He's going to do one, but he wants to find that, because I also had a hernia.
Okay.
It's got to be about 20 years ago. So he was really kind of, when he was poking and looking, whether or not it was something to do with the hernia, or was it diverticulitis, you know, he wasn't sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, I think he wants to establish, you know, is it gastro or is it a musculoskeletal thing where, actually a muscular thing where there is a, you know, gap in your musculature where a hernia is causing some pinching or some nerve compression that's causing the discomfort. So, I think a CT is not a bad test to determine that. I mean, the alternative is an MRI, but I think the first pass would be a CT. And the CT is pretty good at discerning if you have diverticulitis, or God forbid if you have, you know, a mass there, or if it's just a defect in your abdominal wall that can cause the hernia. And then he can proceed to a colonoscopy if necessary. You know, there might even be some safety concerns if there's, you know, severe diverticulitis, because, you know, we have to, there's a little higher risk for, rupturing your, intestinal wall if you have severe diverticulitis. And, you know, that, you might want to treat that first. So I think that's, you know, pretty reasonable plan. Yes, there is some radiation exposure associated with that. I think, you know, you can take, you know, some additional antioxidants, some alpha-lipoic acid, some NAC, maybe even take some additional melatonin. These things are somewhat radioprotected, but just one-off test is not going to dramatically increase your risk for, say, cancer because of radiation exposure. So, you know, I think that that's, you know, a reasonable way to figure out a lot of things. You know, and maybe it's a high-yield test. Maybe it'll give us an answer. So I think you should proceed.
Okay. Thank you, doctor. Thank
And by the way, you know, give us some follow-up. You know, feel free to call the program in a couple of weeks with the results of that, and then we'll figure it out from there because I'd like to hear some feedback. Because otherwise, you know, it's, right now it's kind of like what you call a differential diagnosis. Pain in that area of the body could be doing, you know, innumerable things. And so we need to go through all the possibilities and play that rule-out game to make sure nothing serious is going on and get an answer. Okay?
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
All right. All the best. Yeah, good luck with that. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's at least a partial victory. You know, we have the Ban PFAS campaign, the Forever Chemicals, that have been tied to a number of health issues. Well, thanks to folks like you, because you listen to Intelligent Medicine, you probably weighed in with some of our action alerts from the Alliance for Natural Health, calling on the FDA to ban these chemicals. The FDA has now announced an end to PFAS chemicals in U.S. food packaging. So we're going to qualify that, because this means that major sources of dietary exposure to PFAS, such as microwave popcorn bags, takeout paperboard containers, you know, the kind that make it so that your pizza doesn't stick to the box. Well, yeah, that's a chemical that does that. And pet food bags will be eliminated. The problem is that this does not put an end to the use of PFAS chemicals altogether, because PFAS is still allowed for limited use in cookware, some food packaging, and food processing equipment. We really need to push for a ban on these endocrine-disrupting chemicals. They're gender benders and estrogen mimics, and they have been associated with health problems, including a higher risk of cancer and reproductive disorders. So go to banpfas.org to find out more about our campaign. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutrition.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies
and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Flash. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Supreme Court decision could come as early as tomorrow in the case whether former President Trump can remain on the GOP ballot in Colorado, stemming from challenges to the results of the 2020 election. Mr. Trump wants to overturn a decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, which ruled to disqualify him based on the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment.
The Colorado Supreme Court decided late last year that Trump is disqualified from being president again because of his efforts to undo his defeat, which of course culminated in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Since then, the Maine Secretary of State and a lower court judge in Illinois have both decided that Trump should not be on those states' primary ballots.
Mark Sherman reports Colorado's primary part of Super Tuesday coming up in just 3 days. Firefighters battling the largest wildfire in Texas history face increasingly difficult weather conditions, and now they're focused on containing the northern and eastern perimeter of the fire while protecting life and property. Forest Service Operations Section Chief Mike Broad with the Texas A&M Southern Area says they're relying on aircraft for help.
To continue mop up, we're going to seek out some of those heats that are detected by the infrared flights, and we're going to be ready for additional flare-ups as they occur.
Firefighters said as of yesterday, 15% of the 1,700-square-mile fire is contained. The Smokehouse Creek fire that began Monday in the panhandle of Texas killed at least two people, hundreds of cattle, destroying as many as 500 structures, including burned-out homes. Fires also crossed the state line into western Oklahoma. Congressional leaders today came out with a package of six bills setting a full-year spending levels for some federal agencies, a step forward in a long-overdue funding process. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after nine, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor." If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
At least five people are dead. Hundreds of inmates fled Haiti's main prison after armed gangs stormed the facility in an overnight explosion of violence that engulfed much of the capital.
In Haiti's capital, gangs are gaining strength, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry is abroad trying to gather support from a UN-backed security force to stabilize the country. A prison worker reported that out of over 4,000 inmates, less than 100 remain behind bars, and pleaded for their safety. In the absence of official information, family members of some convicts rushed to the prison to check on loved ones.
Meanwhile, as Mexico prepares for the largest elections in history, organized crime once again preying on local candidates across swaths of the country where cartels dominate, raising concerns among experts that there could be the bloodiest elections in Mexico ever. More news at townhall.com. A major lawsuit and a very bizarre accident.
A Florida woman who was struck and dragged by a New York City bus has been awarded $72 million in her suit against the city's transit agency. A jury found in favor of Aurora Beaucamp, who was hit by an MTA bus and dragged some 20 feet in Manhattan in 2017. She suffered numerous injuries and her left leg remains paralyzed. The MTA, meanwhile, says it will appeal calling the award excessive. Jason Walker reporting.
To overcome an expected shortage of poll workers in Nevada this year, Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar is proposing the legal community be tapped to help address the problem. Aguilar wants lawyers who volunteer at the polls to be able to earn continuing education credits to fulfill annual requirements set by the state bar. More at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. And I'll tell you what, I have a really good show teed up for you here today. It's me, myself, and I. And let me say this. I was visiting with our producer extraordinaire, Sean Floyd, and he said, what are we going to call this one today? And I said, we're going to call this one Salty Steve. So, because I'll tell you what, I have been, so if you like the nice version of Steve, I'm still in here somewhere, but I'm going to harp on a few things here. The first one, let's just jump into this right away. So advocate for your loved one in the hospital. And so let me give you a few examples of what I'm pretty fired up about. I'm fired up about a lot of stuff today. But I recently worked with just a really nice family, and I get the call, and here's kind of the quick situation. Their mother had walked out of her house, and she has some cognitive issues. Obviously, she's got some medical issues as well. But she walked out of her house, and she was walking in the streets in the middle of the night in her slippers and her nightgown, in the middle of a cold December night. So obviously super, super dangerous. So the police saw her, asked her if she was lost. She was not talking properly. Basically, she was having a major, major cognitive issue. I just don't want to get into too much of this stuff. So they took her to the hospital. And then the family turned to Senior Care Consulting for placement assistance. And so we went through our traditional process. We went out. We were touring our top three communities. They were very happy with them. They're very happy with the service. We were literally finishing up our third tour, and my client answers the phone, and she's like, what? Oh, are you kidding me? She discovered that the hospital discharged their mother to the curb of the hospital. Just said, oh, I think you're fine. Here you go. Here's the front door. They knew we were looking at places because their mother could not go home. It was not a safe situation. They knew that the family was ready to make a decision for them to discharge their mother to one of the places that we toured that morning. But yet they still discharged her. No ride home, no groceries in the house, no person, no family member, no home care, no one there to be with her in the house. Did not notify the family they literally just dismissed her and kicked her out to the curb. Do you know how she got home? She had to call an Uber to get a ride home. I can't even believe I'm even saying this. No communication with family, no warning, nothing. Now, she didn't even have keys to get inside of her own house. It just so happened, it was just fortunate, there was a distant family member going there to feed her dog. She happened to be there when this lady shows up, so she was able to get into her house. Otherwise, she wouldn't have even been able to get into her own house. So she did get inside of the house, and then what did she do? Again, she's not thinking in her right mind because she has dementia. She cannot be left alone. I mean, they know all of this. She holed up. She wouldn't let anyone in, including people to help her. Again, no groceries in the house. You just can't even make this stuff up. And 2 weeks later, she died. Unbelievable. Completely avoidable. And I would have to guess there's probably attorneys getting involved in that situation as we speak. I just can't believe it. Remember, I started this off by saying, you know, Salty Steve, advocate for your loved one in the hospital. Do all you can. Get extremely involved. Working with another lady, she is super, super stressed out. She's been caring for her husband, who has early onset dementia. It's one of the very bad varieties, and she can no longer care for him. So he's been in and out of hospitals and geriatric psychiatric units, and it goes on and on and on. And so at one of the hospitals, she's like, well, he can't come home. And they're like, well, he's just going to have to come home. And I'm like, they're talking to you like this? She goes, yes, they're practically yelling at me. They're being mean to me. And I'm like, that is so weird because that's just not normal. That's not normal. One hospital employee just barked at my client saying, well, you need to just sell your house and put your husband in a nursing home. You need to find a place here pretty quick because he can't stay here very much longer. And I said, well, why did she say that? And she said, well, I mean, I was telling them I was overwhelmed. I need to work with an elder law firm to do the division of assets. I can't afford to pay $9,000 or $10,000 a month. I'm still working. I'm totally stressed out. I'm being just completely crushed by all of this. I'm going to need to apply for Medicaid for assistance in helping with his nursing home costs. And she barked that out at me. Well, you just need to sell your house and put your husband in a nursing home. And I said, well, so I tell my client, this case manager has just demonstrated she has no clue about how Medicaid actually works. And instead of being helpful to this lady who is just one of the sweetest ladies I've met, super, just a nice lady. She is just crying out for help. I'm bending over backwards to help her. The polar opposite of what she got from this hospital. So instead of helping her, they just got frustrated with her, just wanted her husband out of there and wanted him out of there right now. Where are you going to put him? She said, I don't know. Can you help me with that? No, you need to pick a place. Just go. Another family I worked, oh, and by the way, just to back up, she doesn't have to sell her house to get him in a nursing home. The clear demonstration of not understanding Medicaid is when you have a community spouse still living at home, your house is an exempt asset. The division of assets would happen with your liquid assets, and there are lots of exceptions for that as well that I'm not going to go into today. Another family I worked with, can you see a pattern? This is why you got Salty Steve today. And all of this has happened very recently. So another family I worked with, they were declined by three different facilities because their father's hospital chart, listen up, this is really important, his hospital chart said that he had behaviors, in quotes, behaviors, and he was very difficult to handle. And when I found out why all of these places are declining their dad, they're like, they're completely caught off guard. And they didn't know why this would be in his chart because it was just literally not true. They had no problems with him. They don't even know where that came from. So I instructed them to call, bypass everybody, go straight to the physician and have that chart updated with the corrected and accurate information. And guess what? Once that was done, the admission was simple and straightforward. So with that family, you had incorrect or not current information in his chart that scared everybody away. Oh, no, no, he's a troublemaker, and he's agitated, and he's belligerent, and, oh, well, we can't. We don't even know where that came from, but it was in his chart, and everyone said, no, no thanks, we're not going to take him. Right? And then the second one, no one's helping this lady and passing along inaccurate information about Medicaid, demonstrating their extreme lack of knowledge of how it actually works. And then one hospital discharged a lady who had there's no way they ever should have done this, discharged her to the curb. She had to call an Uber to go home. 2 weeks later, she died. So, advocate for your loved one in the hospital, and don't assume that everything is just fine. Stay on top of that one. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Consulting is a free referral service, just like all of the other free referral services in the marketplace. Is that statement true or false? How well do you know my company, and what do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman
and 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. I can't believe I made this a question of the week, but here we go. Senior Care Consulting is a free referral service like all of the other free referral services in the marketplace. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Senior Care Consulting is not, I repeat, not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. It is nothing remotely close to any of those services. And Salty Steve will jump into that a little bit later. So how's that for a teaser? All right. So keeping with the Salty Steve theme of the day, we'll just call this segment Be Very Protective of Your Long-Term Care Insurance Policy. And again, I've heard about all of this stuff here recently, and I thought, man, if all this hospital stuff is happening and I'm seeing it, that means a lot of other people are having to deal with it. And the same with the long-term care insurance policy. So I've heard from way, way too many people about some questionable, what I'll call questionable sales tactics and efforts to get long-term care insurance policyholders to convert their old policy that they may have had for the last, 10, 15, 20 plus years, convert that old policy into a, and I'm putting out my air quotes here, new and improved policy. Ooh, because it's new and it's improved. But here's the problem. Many of these old policies have a lifetime benefit. So with just about anything in the entire world, follow the money, and that tells the story. These lifetime benefits are costing the long-term care insurance companies a large fortune. So they're trying to talk policyholders out of keeping them, because that's in their, meaning the company's, best financial interest. And let me say this, usually, I would say the vast majority of the times, it is not in your best financial interest. So one of my clients has a father, has a very nice long-term care insurance policy. This thing pays over $300 a day. It will essentially pay for anything, any type of care that he may need at the facility level. And guess what? It goes up 5% every year. And guess what? It has a lifetime benefit. So it will pay for the rest of his entire life over $300 a day, which is going to cover pretty much everything that he's going to need for life. Now, he has dementia, and he's not really, frankly, not able to make a sound business decision or financial decisions anymore at this point, which is okay. His daughter is one of the sharpest people I've ever met. She has power of attorney, and she's taking care of a lot of things. Well, pretty much everything for him at this point, financially. But yet, several sales representatives have been hounding him on the phone, calling him, trying to convince him to change to the, quote, new and improved, end quote, policy. So we were talking about that, and she actually found out what they were proposing. And I said, are you kidding me? I said, can he afford the premiums currently? She goes, oh, yeah, he's been paying them for a long time. And I said, do you want to change? And she goes, no, I don't think we should. What is your opinion? And I took a look at it, and I said, absolutely not. I said, so look, he's just about ready to move into an assisted living community. And even if the premiums are getting, you know, maybe a little heavy or a little high for him, guess what? When he moves into assisted living and then he starts to file the claim process, guess what happens? Your premiums are suspended. You no longer pay premiums. So you pay into it for all of these years, and then once it starts to pay out, you don't have to pay any more premiums, essentially. And she said, okay. So she had her attorney write a cease and desist letter to the long-term care insurance company, telling them to do not contact him ever again. All correspondence goes to his daughter. And then that took care of it. So had another incident here recently. And I'll tell you what, I had a call from a really, really sharp quality guy. And he is a financial advisor. And he said, hey, Steve, want to run something by you. What do you think about this? And we were talking about it. One of his clients had a lifetime benefit, and it was virtually the same thing. And then I had another incident where a friend, who is actually another financial advisor, called about one of his clients. And he mentioned that there's some sort of a settlement involving the long-term care insurance company. And they're offering for his client, they're offering to convert his quote-unquote old policy again to the new and improved whoop-de-doo policy. So, and I would say that they're using what I would call somewhat of a scare tactic with the looming rate increase. Oh, we're going to have these huge rate increases coming. So before they come, you can act and act now. And I looked through everything, and, you know, my opinion was I recommended that at his age and circumstances that he keep his policy and just don't take the bait. So if you read pretty far into this proposal, they outline that for a certain type of a policy, there's going to be 133% rate increase. And for another policy, there's going to be, I don't know, like an 80% increase. And for a different type of a policy, there's going to be a 51% increase. And for certain types of policies, there will not be an increase at all. And the way I looked at that, he's either going to have a 51% increase or no increase at all. They're going to get to the bottom of it and call the company. But the bottom line is they made it sound like this advisor's client was getting ready to be hit with a 133% increase, which is not true. It's not applicable to his policy. So here's the bottom line. If you have a long-term care insurance policy and you want to hang on to that thing, you better be really, really careful. Study all the information. Read the fine print before you update your old Cadillac of a policy to one of these new and improved policies, because guess what? It may be new, but it's highly possible that it is not an improvement. And stay tuned for the upcoming consumer alert. You do not want to miss that.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
My wedding photos. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I told you we've got Salty Steve going on here today. And I'm still a nice guy. I am fired up about all of this stuff, and it's been building in me for a long time, and I thought, you know what? I just need to share all of this with all of my friends in the Senior Care Live listening audience. So here comes another consumer alert.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. Be very, very careful when choosing to work with a, I'm going to put up my air quotes again, free referral service. And I've warned my audience so many times about how these things work. You contact them, they're free to you because they're not volunteers. It's not a charity. They're getting paid by the places they recommend. I've been through all of that many, many times. So how's it going for some of the poor people who took the bait of the free referral services? What do they have to say about their experience? Well, here are some publicly available consumer complaints listed with the Better Business Bureau. So I'm not telling you anything out of school or out of turn. Publicly available information. All this is from within the last year. Okay, here's one, and this is the tip of the iceberg. I just grabbed a few of these things just to let you know what's out there. Here's a complaint. They keep calling and emailing me, and I can't stop it. That sounds great. Here's another one. I contacted this particular free referral service. I explained up front I was not able to respond to questions regarding the elderly person's financial situation. The representative repeatedly talked over me. Oh, that's irritating. I had to keep asking if I could complete my statement. The representative was only interested in this person's financial information. So I'll tell you what they were doing. They were sizing them up to see if they had enough money to where they could go ahead and recommend their business partners where they have contracts and generate their gigantic several thousand-dollar kickback. That's what they were doing there. Here's another one. At first, for whatever reason, I didn't realize that this particular free referral service was a referral business. Within seconds of just browsing their page and putting in my phone number for an inquiry, I received a phone call within seconds, and they left a message. However, since then, I kid you not, I have received a minimum of 6 calls between 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Today alone, they called at 8:30, 8:42, 10:15, 10:30, 1:30, and 3 p.m. Really? Come on, people. You want my business? Don't call me multiple times in one day. I have since then blocked their phone number. That sounds exciting. Here's another one. See if you see a theme here. Here's another one. A publicly available complaint in the Better Business Bureau. Will not stop calling even after telling them my mom is deceased. That one is particularly disturbing. And absolutely, there are just no words. Excuse me, my mother passed away. Can you please stop calling? And you still call? And they won't stop calling. Here's the last one. Because I could read you 3 hours of publicly available Better Business Bureau complaints. I'm just touching just the tip of the iceberg just to give you a flavor here. Here's the last Better Business Bureau complaint that I'll share for today. I called the free referral service. My mom's health was in sudden decline, and her care was getting to be too much for us to handle. Before we could meet with anyone from the free referral service, my mom suddenly passed away. The calls kept coming because they knew my father had dementia. I let them know we were moving our dad in with us. We would no longer need their service because we are going to take care of my dad. Still, the calls continued constantly. My father passed away 7 months after my mother. The calls will not stop. I tell them every single time, both of my parents have passed away. It's all been hard enough to deal with without being harassed by these people constantly. They are pushy and rude, and I would suggest no one ever contact them unless they want to be harassed constantly for the rest of your life. Their commercials make them sound so caring, but obviously they are not. So, be very careful and think twice before reaching out and contacting any free referral service. As I've always said, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So I can't believe I created that Senior Care Live question of the week. Is Senior Care Consulting the same as a free referral service? I'm like, I just about wanted to throw up a little bit when I did that. And I thought, well, if anyone knows about Senior Care Consulting, they know that's not true. So, but now here comes some more Salty Steve. There's a new flavor, a new twist of free, air quotes, free referral service in the market. And they're popping up everywhere. I think the reason that they're proliferating, they're popping up everywhere. I think because you have a provider out there that is really messing up with those super aggressive sales tactics. I think it's created an opening or an opportunity for others to start to fill that void. So it's a free referral service, but guess what? They'll meet with you in person. Well, that seems like a more caring approach, doesn't it? And guess what? They'll tour some facilities with you. They'll go along and walk around with you. It seems like a more hands-on and personal approach. Doesn't it? It just seems like everyone's like, oh, yeah, but they'll do this. Oh, yeah, but they'll do that. But if you choose one of their contracted facilities, I like to refer to them as their business partners, they receive a huge kickback. Their revenue model is exactly the same. It's exactly the same. Oh, but Steve, but I mean, they talked to me up front and they met with me. Their revenue model is exactly the same. Oh, but Steve, they walked around and they toured the facilities with me and they're so nice. Their revenue model is exactly the same. Well, Steve, I've had calls like this. Steve, I heard that, you know, that there's this place recommended the blah, 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 one of the flavors of the week. of the new free referral services. How do I know what their revenue model is? Because I've heard you talk about this, and that's it is actually disturbing. Getting paid by the place you recommend. So how do I know if the company that I'm considering working with is a free referral service, and they work like that? I'm going to make it so simple for you, and you can thank me later. Here's your clue. If it's free to you, then they get paid by their contracted business partners. They get paid by the places they recommend. It's not a free service. They're not subsidized by the government. They're not a charity. And believe me, they're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They make an unbelievable amount of money if you choose one of their contracted business partners. That's how it works. So look for one word, and if the word free to you is involved in any of it, that's exactly how it works. And coming up next, I'll explain to you the business model of a placement service with integrity.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so just a couple of quick afterthoughts, and I want to move on. I'm seeing more and more senior care communities that are not willing to pay to play. Well, what do you mean, Steve? I've called several places over the past, maybe 6 months. They said, hey, Steve, our corporate, it came down from corporate. We're no longer paying all these exorbitant referral fees. We can't work with all you free referral service agents. And I'm like, well, good. First of all, you just made my day. Second of all, I need to remind you of Senior Care Consulting's business model. We don't hit you up for a kickback. I want nothing from you other than do a great job for my clients and give us a great tour and help us out with some information that we're looking for and just have a wonderful business relationship. No money's ever exchanged. And they're like, oh, that's right. That's right. You offer a placement service with integrity. You're that guy. Okay. Hey, you and your clients are welcome here. So what does that mean for you? Well, if these places are no longer willing to pay their 90% of the first month's cost or whatever their contract says, by the way, 90% of, I recently placed someone in assisted living at $8,000 a month. That's a $7,200 kickback. To strongly recommend that place for the, that's what it would happen with the free referral services, not with Senior Care Consulting. They never pay us a penny. That's just not how my model works. So do you think you're going to hear about these places that are no longer willing to pay to play? And the fact is you may hear about them, but the bottom line is to generate revenue, you have to choose a place on their list. Period. That's how it works. I recently had a representative from the assisted living community talk to me, and she was one of them. She said, Steve, we don't pay any of the referral commissions anymore. And then I reminded her of our business model, that we're paid directly by our clients. We work for them. And I'm not looking for a kickback. You don't have to hide your checkbook when we show up. She's like, oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So we were chatting, and she said, I'll tell you what. She said, I recently had just a really terrible interaction. I've spent over a year cultivating a relationship with this couple. They wanted to move into our place. It was just a matter of timing. And I've had them out for events and lunches and sent them Christmas cards. We've had several discussions. I've invested hours of my time forming a very nice relationship with this couple. And she said somehow recently one of these free referral services, these are her words, got their claws into them, and they called and wanted to come. And they were going to come here, but all of a sudden now we're going to go see multiple places. I informed them that we will no longer pay their fees involved, that we're no longer doing that. And they said, well, then we're not coming to your place. We're going to some of our other partners. And she said, that is unprofessional. She said some other things I will not repeat. Right? She was disgusted. She was so upset. So upset. So this stuff just happens all the time. How does senior care consulting work? This is so simple. It's so simple. Our clients retain us just like you'd retain an attorney, a tax accountant, any other professional service provider helping you through a process. The process that we help our clients through is a search and selection process when moving from home to a senior care community at any level. We conduct a geriatric care assessment. We research the market, identifying our top options. We tour those top options with you. We ask a lot of questions and gather a lot of information at each place. Then we produce a report that has a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision. You can move forward with confidence. That's what we do. We help our clients make the best decision they can make. It's a very methodical process. There's a lot of work involved on our part of it. And we are honored. We could not be more honored to help our clients through one of the biggest decisions they could ever possibly make. It's a red carpet type of a service. I could not be more proud of what we do and the way that we conduct our business. So I want to throw out a call out. I want to call out to all of my friends working in the business of senior care. Yes, I'm talking to you. Administrators, executive directors, directors of nursing, social service directors, sales and marketing directors, business development directors, regional, national, local. I'm talking to you. If you're looking for a change, and if you want to continue working in senior care, but you've ever thought about owning your own business, and if you're interested in conducting business the right way, just like I just described, and if you're interested in offering a placement service with integrity, I'm going to invite you to give me a call, because guess what? Senior Care Consulting is now franchising. We're going to franchise the business all across the country. And you don't have to come from the world of senior care. It could be something related. I've talked to a few folks with home care experience, with hospice experience. A lot of people, there are a lot of areas in the world of senior care that you can come from where I think you would pick this up very, very quickly. If you already work in the business in the world of senior care, you know about these free referral services. You already know about them. You've already seen all of the warts. You've already seen all of the negative stuff. So what about opening your own business and challenging that and offering a placement service with integrity in your area? The entire country is wide open. Give me a call to discuss owning your very own senior care consulting franchise at 833-SC.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, Bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostrup. Some political observers claim a big chunk of GOP voters won't vote for former President Trump if he becomes the party's presidential nominee in November. But Jackie Quinn reports recent polling finds only a small portion of Republicans feel that way.
Former President Trump celebrating three easy contest wins this past weekend.
We've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination.
But AP VoteCast surveys find there is weakness. Among those who voted for Donald Trump in 2020, about 10% say they won't do so again. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mr. Trump's victories come days before Super Tuesday, with elections in six states, including North Carolina and Virginia, where thousands of enthusiastic supporters gathered Sunday evening for a rally in downtown Richmond. Nikki Haley got her first win Sunday, taking the District of Columbia's Republican primary and all of its 19 delegates. Only about 23,000 registered Republicans in the nation's capital, which is heavily Democrat. An investigation's underway after a Georgia teen was critically injured when police traded gunfire with a group near an amusement park.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Cobb County police were assisting with crowd control as people were leaving Six Flags over Georgia on Saturday after several fights had taken place. They were outside the gates, according to the GBI statement, which says at some point multiple people began shooting, hitting an unoccupied marked patrol car. Officers identified where the shots were coming from, ran after people who had run into the woods. An officer fired, hitting a 15-year-old. He was taken to the hospital. I'm Julie Walker.
An Israeli official says a top cabinet minister's trip to Washington's angered Prime Minister Netanyahu. The dispute between Netanyahu and Benny Gantz underscores widening cracks in the wartime government. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Germany is accusing Russia of an information war against the West. BBC's Danny Eberhardt reports on the reaction by Defense Minister Boris Pistorius to Russia's leak of a conversation by a ranking German military officer.
At best, this is a hugely embarrassing affair for Germany's military. Its counterintelligence service is investigating how the intercept took place. Germany hasn't confirmed that the recording is accurate, not manipulated, but Defense Minister Pistorius was speaking about the conversation as if it was. He's been in damage limitation mode. The officers, he said, were discussing what they were supposed to, possible scenarios, stressing that Germany had not given the green light to deliver advanced Taurus missiles to Ukraine. He issued a plea for unity within Germany, casting the use of the recording as a hybrid attack by the Putin government.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's good news for American consumers.
Price increases for cars and trucks, which helped fuel inflation for nearly 3 years, are slowing and in some cases falling, helping cool overall inflation and giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. Behind the price slowdown is a vastly expanded number of vehicles on dealer lots after years of severe shortages. With more autos available, the pressures that had sent prices surging have eased. The rising availability suggests that 2024 will be the most affordable year of the past five in which to buy a new car or truck.
Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital Management are upping their offer to acquire Macy's in a deal now valued at $6.6 billion. The investment firms announced Sunday they had submitted an all-cash proposal of $24 for each of the remaining shares they don't already own, up from an earlier offer of $21 a share. More at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program where we answer your questions, 877-726-8255. We entertain your comments about intelligent medicine. That's the theme, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We try to boil it down for you each weekend in a digestible, understandable, and entertaining way. So settle back for an hour or two and catch up on all the vital health information of the week. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to take a look later in the program at a story that suggests that vitamin B3 may be harmful for the heart. That's the subject of a newsletter article I'm writing that will appear in next week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I hope that you go to drhoffman.com and subscribe, but we'll give you a preview of what my impressions are should we worry about our consumption of niacin, niacinamide, and NAD supplements, all under the rubric of vitamin B3. We'll also talk about the benefits of resistance exercise. A new story about my medical school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Now, thanks to a gift by a former professor of $1 billion, free tuition for students at Einstein. We're going to cover that story a little later. Cannabis risks and a potential way to treat cannabis dependency. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Headline, obesity now greater risk to global health than hunger. It's a fascinating story because throughout the history of mankind, starvation was a risk. And whenever we talked about malnutrition, we're talking about people who were hungry. Those of you who grew up like I did, a baby boomer, if we didn't clean our plates, we were always told that, quote, people are starving in Europe. Well, that was in the harsh post-war era. where Europe was still pretty banged up. And then it changed. People are starving in Asia. People are starving in Africa. Starvation was a worldwide problem. But that's progress, folks, because, well, you come a long way, baby, from when the first proto-human walked upright around 2 million years ago. And it was a struggle for survival. It was a struggle to maximize our intake of calories. We were designed to be calorie-seeking machines because survival was all about achieving some degree of caloric sufficiency in the face of scarcity. Well, now it turns out that obesity is a greater threat to global health than hunger, according to a new study in the Lancet Medical Journal. More than 1 in 8 people in the world are clinically obese, as the number has passed 1 billion for the first time. Now, they say that obesity is a form of malnutrition. It's a new way of thinking about malnutrition, because the definition of malnutrition is that people aren't getting the right nutrients, vitamins, and types of calories needed to be healthy. So it's not about weight, it's about the right kind of nutrition for health. And it turns out that the number of people considered underweight, perhaps the hungry of the world, still significant numbers, 550 million, is now far outweighed by the 1 billion people worldwide who are overweight or obese. And a particularly concerning trend is that under 18s account for 159 million of those who are obese. So what is the definition of obese? You can use a plug in your height and your weight into something called a body mass index. You can just Google that and find the app and put in your numbers. And if your number is greater than 30, well, you're actually exceeding the threshold for obesity. Over 26 to 30, that's borderline. That means that you're overweight, but you're not quite reaching the threshold of obesity. You might be considered underweight if your number is 8.5 or less. So a big study looked at 222 million people from 3,663 separate studies. Those people are huge, and in fact, some of the most successful American football linemen are of Samoan origin, because they're like big sumo wrestlers. If they do enough physical exercise, they can remain fit enough to move fast and bang hard and play football. Also, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and North Africa are places where there's a high prevalence of obesity. In the United Kingdom, remember, Lancet is a medical journal that it's a worldwide medical journal, but it's based in England. In the UK, 1 in 10 girls are obese, and 1 in 8 boys are obese. They compare that to 1990. It's more than double the proportion seen in 1990. You can be sure that the trends are even worse in the United States. The UK ranks 78th out of 200 countries analyzed for adult obesity. Almost 3 in 10 adults were obese. Women slightly more likely to be overweight than men. So an English guy, Professor Tim Spector, has told the House of Lords Select Committee on Food, Diet, and Obesity that the British government's current guidelines were, quote, hopelessly out of date. And he has some, I think, really germane things to say. And I'm quoting. He says, they're still proposing that people have low-fat spreads instead of whole foods or cheese or whatever, which is so far behind the times. There's nothing in there, he says, about eating whole foods instead of heavily processed foods. Even the NHS guidelines, the National Health Service guidelines, are very out of date. They state things like, quote, you should never miss a meal, and you should snack regularly throughout the day. And again, they focus on low-fat foods, which all recent evidence and virtually every nutrition colleague I speak to doesn't believe, in the face of the onslaught of these recommendations and more food offerings that are, quote, low-fat, we're seeing people getting fatter. So, this is a huge problem worldwide, and it's only getting worse. And it turns out it's becoming one of the world's major avoidable causes of disease, accounting for 60% or more of chronic diseases that we experience, perhaps a certain percentage also due to environmental pollution, sedentary lifestyle. Yeah, those factor in as well. But diet, big problem worldwide. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, and we've got some live callers. We've got John from Connecticut. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to be 64 next week, and I've been diabetic since I was in my 30s. And I have diabetic retinopathy. I got that, I don't know, about 10 years ago. And I know as you get older, it gets worse, too, because you're an older diabetic and you've had diabetes for a long time. And I'm taking tons of vitamins, including astaxanthin and stuff like that. I have one eye that he did laser treatment. He did injections. Right. He had a bleeding eye on my left side. Right now, I can't see out of it because it just happened to bleed. And is there anything I can take to actually... I mean, I'm 64 almost, so I mean, I only can maybe I'll make it to 80 or, I don't know, 85, I don't know.
So let me ask you a couple questions. You say you've been diabetic since age 30. How have you been treated for your diabetes? What kind of medication were you placed on?
Well, I had metformin.
Yeah.
I'm on insulin now. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you that. I've actually reduced my insulin. Because I started taking the berberine again.
Okay, so let me just mention this. Let me just mention this. You know, I just did a really exciting podcast with Gary Taubes, the author of a new book on diabetes, Rethinking Diabetes. And Gary Taubes is the advocate of a low carb diet. He's written books on a ketogenic diet. He's written books on, you know, how we've gone wrong in our approach to obesity. And here's one of the things he outlines in the book is that our approach to diabetes is misguided because you started out with type 2 diabetes. Well, type 2 diabetes is remediable with diet. A very low-carb diet can fix it. And so originally you're put on an oral medication, then that didn't work, and now you're on insulin. And insulin will lower your blood sugar, that's for sure. But what you're seeing is that the complications continue. And insulin has the effect of keeping blood sugar controlled, but it's not doing such a great job for the kidney problems, the nerve problems, the eye problems that ensue for diabetes. In fact, it might even, some studies suggest it might accelerate them. So the approach that it really is the fundamental approach, right? You know, there are certain supplements that may help, like, you know, vision-enhancing supplements, the so-called ARID supplements, although they work better on what's called dry macular degeneration than on diabetic retinopathy. The approach is to get on an ultra-low-carb diet, lose the weight, get off the insulin, get off meds, and normalize your blood sugar. Now, it's easier said than done because really it's kind of a vicious cycle. 30 years of diabetes, the weight gets on, you become more sedentary. Other factors sometimes ensue when you're 64, like very low testosterone. That could be something that we need to investigate in your case. But the way to get out of this is via dietary means, not with just more medication. And yes, there are medications that can be injected in the eye, like Lucentis, that help these kinds of problems. But ultimately, the answer is a nutritional one. So if you try a ketogenic diet, like, you know, obliterating your carbohydrates and really just consuming protein and fat.
Well, I'm eating salad mix, organic salad mix, and I put a lot of Hellmann's mayonnaise on it because
I'm asking what you're eating besides the healthy stuff. Are you including any bread, pasta, sugar, juices, fruits, starchy vegetables?
No.
None of that. So you're on an Atkins diet. You're on a really low carb diet, right?
I'm trying, yeah.
Trying. Well, okay. So that I think is the correct approach, is to really, yeah, really minimize your carbs. Ketogenic diet can help bring this, bring your blood sugar under better control so that you can minimize your insulin. You've already done so. So you're on the right track. I think you kind of know where you need to head with this. Unfortunately, some of the damage has been done. And, you know, retinopathy means that the blood vessels tend to become fragile and hemorrhage. And this is a consequence of poorly regulated blood sugar over time. So, yeah, is there a magic bullet for this type of retinopathy? You know, maybe bioflavonoids can be helpful, pycnogenol. They tend to reduce capillary leakage, which can be helpful in your case. But the fundamental answer is diet, you know, perhaps with some resistance exercise and get your testosterone checked. 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Rick in Port Washington. How you doing, Rick?
Rick, how are you?
Good, thanks. Question
for you. I'm getting some pain in the upper neck and the back, like right near the skull. So I went to the chiropractor. He took some X-rays. He said I've got thinning spinal discs.
Well, how old are you, sir?
62.
Well, what else is new? You know, we all have thinning, these cushions between the vertebrae, and they do thin out, and that's just kind of a normal process of aging. So that in itself is not like, you know, some sort of eureka moment to understand your discomfort. So what's the proposed treatment?
Well, he wants me to come in like twice a week forever,
yeah. It's just sort of a selling point to get therapy. And by the way, chiropractic can be very helpful for neck pain. So, you know, with or without the X-rays, you can, you know, undertake a program of chiropractic treatment. And, you know, you can't guarantee instant results. I mean, it's not like one or two adjustments are going to make a difference. You might want to do a series, you know, perhaps limit it to, you know, a trial of a month or 6 weeks and see if it makes things better. But, you know, things that can support discs, and, you know, what discs are basically, they're collagen. And just like the synovial membranes in your knees and in your hips and ankles and shoulders, they respond to things like glucosamine sulfate with chondroitin and also MSM. And potentially collagen, you know, can support it, oral collagen. So these are some of the things that I might consider to support the collagen. But you still might need some kind of manipulative therapy from an osteopath, a chiropractor, or maybe even acupuncture. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So we have some recorded calls from people who called in during the week. And let's hear one of those, please.
I have a question about an uncommon eye condition called vitreomacular traction syndrome. Are there any supplements I could take? Vitreomacular traction syndrome is where the vitreous humor tugs on the macula. And I'd like to know, are there any supplements that I could take for the vitreous humor in the eye?
Okay. Well, it's a tongue twister. Vitreomacular traction syndrome. And sometimes abbreviated VMT. And I think he stated that it was an uncommon eye condition, but actually it's an almost universal eye condition. The majority of people experience some degree of VMT by the time they're 70. And this can result in sparkles or flashes in the eye or distorted vision. And what happens, the word traction means pulling, right? So vitreo in vitreomacular traction syndrome means the vitreous, which is the jelly that's within the eyeball. And I remember as a kid, I was fascinated by science and biology, and I had my mom go to the butcher and get me different organs like kidneys or hearts of beef. And one time I asked her to get me a beef eyeball, which I dissected in the backyard. She told me, you know, get that thing out of the house. You know, so I was in the backyard slicing it open. And when you slice open an eyeball, most of you haven't done that, hopefully, there's a kind of a jelly that comes out. And as you age, as with many parts of the body, it becomes desiccated. It kind of congeals like drying snot. And in so doing, it shrinks and it pulls on the macula, which is kind of the screen on which vision is projected. The macula has all the sensors, the photoreceptors that help translate light into nerve impulses. So when the macula gets pulled on, a couple of things can happen. One, it can distort vision. Another, it can send like false signals like flashes or bursts of light to your brain. Or alternatively, it can actually pull a part of your macula off the back of your eye. And that can be an emergency, really a medical emergency. It needs to get spot welded with a laser. So if you have these symptoms, you go to the doctor does an analysis, and very often the doctor will say, hey, you know, we'll just do watchful waiting, you know, because this is often going to resolve on its own. Sometimes it can be treated surgically, or they can inject something into the eye that kind of, you know, fills up the vitreous and pushes back the segment that was pulled away. There are various ways to address this. And I believe there's a new medication that is a treatment option for these patients. In terms of supplements, I can't really tell you that there's a supplement per se that's going to help that. So in cases like this, I look at people's overall health and nutrition. Are they obese? Are they inflamed? Do they have a deficiency of certain key nutrients? Is their diet pro-inflammatory? So we want to just optimize things. When it comes to physical activity, you know, we got to be careful of things like inversions. You know, like you don't want to necessarily stand on your head or go on one of those slant boards that's designed to stretch your spine while you are lying upside down, because it might put more pressure on your eye. You might want to avoid heavy weight lifting because the intraocular pressure goes up when you. You know, when you're doing a bench press with, you know, 100 pounds of weight or more. The other thing I would suggest, and it's quite simple, is hydration, because it may be, to some extent, that this is due to chronic dehydration, because the vitreous is moisture-laden, and when it loses its moisture content, it tends to shrink and pull at the retina. So, you know, I don't think this is a specific nutritional therapy for this. You know, if you Google this and see if there's, you know, some sort of scientific research that suggests that this or that or the other supplement can make a difference, you probably won't find much. But it is a really common condition, and it's generally pretty benign. It just requires follow-up and monitoring from your eye doctor to make sure that it resolves on its own, which it often does. And so there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, if fatigue sometimes holds you back, and, you know, for whom is that not an occasional problem? Studies show that your cellular health may start to deteriorate as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. And the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to address the damage that occurs in your mitochondria and improve your body's natural energy production is NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And clinical trials have validated the fact that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the aspects of aging. NT factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full spectrum vitamin mineral formulas, there's immune support formulas, there's targeted nutrition, and there's pure NT factor, like the powder that I add to my smoothies, that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can now find the NT Factor line of traditional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, here's an item, and this is something that kind of came as a surprise to me because I contribute to my medical school, my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I want to help the medical students meet their expenses. So I give them a small donation ever since I had an education there. I feel I want to pay them back for launching me on a wonderful medical career and their generosity that they accorded me in terms of scholarships. The news this week, Albert Einstein College of Medicine announced that it will give free tuition to all current and future students after receiving a record-breaking donation from Ruth Gottesman. Now, Ruth Gottesman was a professor at the time I was at Albert Einstein. I'll give you an idea of how long ago that was. She's in her 90s. She's chair of the College Board of Trustees, 96. She told the New York Times that she made the donation after inheriting $1 billion in Berkshire Hathaway stock from her late husband. It's one of those stories, yeah, where maybe they invested $100,000, like, what, back in the 70s. Now it's worth $1 billion. So this is an interesting story because what they did was, I don't know if they leaked the story, if people had any intimation of why they were being called to an assembly. It was like an all-hands-on-deck meeting for medical students, like come to the assembly hall, lecture hall that I have sat in for many a lecture. And they all trooped in, and then they announced that they were all getting free tuition henceforth. And so it was like a college football game where the home team wins. They all, you know, started leaping and shouting and jumping in the air because it turns out that the average the tuition for Albert Einstein College of Medicine for a year is like $61,000. And living expenses in New York are no joke. So, it, you know, that's still like about $100,000 a year. When I was admitted to medical school in 1978, I think it was, I had the choice of either going to Downstate or Stony Brook, where I was also admitted, where it was cheaper, because these are state schools, or Albert Einstein, which is private, which was like three times as expensive. But I said Einstein because I could take out loans. And I took out loans, and I was paying loans for like, must have been like 15 or more years to pay down my debt. I got, no question, I got scholarships. The tuition then was probably, I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't know, trivial. It's probably, you know, $10,000-$12,000 a year. This is an interesting thing because it's really going to increase the competitiveness to get into schools like Albert Einstein College of Medicine. In New York, another school has done this, NYU, New York University Medical School, free tuition. Already, without free tuition, there are annually 10,000 applicants for 189 places. The acceptance rate is about 3%. 326 of the 10,000 applicants were accepted, and of those, 889 attended. Because, you know, they probably said, well, Einstein's my safe school. I got into Harvard, or I got into whatever, Columbia or Yale, or, you know, perhaps a school I thought, you know, was better, more prestigious. But Einstein's right up there. So my thoughts on this are, you know, I think it's phenomenal because, number one, it reduces the pressure on students to go for the money after medical school. Because some students, they go in, they're very idealistic. They go, I want to be a primary care doctor in underserved areas. And then they go, look, I've got, you know, 300,000 or more debts, and I got to make a lot of money. So I'm going to go into a field that's much more lucrative, you know, like, I don't know, neurosurgery or ophthalmology, radiology, where you can make more money. And then we have a dearth of primary care doctors in this country, which is often being filled by foreign doctors or backfilled with non-MDs. Physician assistants and nurse practitioners are often taking the role of primary care doctors. And we need more primary care doctors, but I think debt encourages a lot of doctors to specialize. The problem here is I still think it needs to be means tested, because getting into medical school and going to a good medical school and, you know, getting a good medical residency launches you on a career where you can make many, many millions of dollars. And so for the child of a wealthy parents to go to a medical school for free, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that it should be means tested. Look, they should be very generous with scholarships. There's some kids who are brilliant and have no money whatsoever. And I think it's a good thing that they're not saddled with debt, which can really put a crimp in their lives, especially as they start out on their careers. But, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but with certain qualifications. You know, just like some people who receive Social Security and Medicare have a lot of money, and they still get the same benefits that someone who is poor gets. And ultimately, that is not in the spirit of fairness. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with your number 877-726-8255. And taking advantage of the opportunity to call us during the program is Richard on Long Island. How you doing?
Hi, Dad. First of all, let me just thank you for all the information you give both on the radio and on the computer.
Great. Yeah, you follow the podcasts and the articles. And,
Well,
a lot of resources anyway, there. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling about I've been having pains in my lower groin area and also constipation. You know, it's been like about maybe 2-3 weeks now. So I went to my gastroenterologist. And he prescribed for me to go to the lab and get a CT scan with contrast.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I'm concerned about the amount of radiation because I'm wondering, is that a better test than let's say an MRI for that area?
Okay, so have you had a colonoscopy to check?
I had one many years ago. He's going to do one, but he wants to find out, because I also had a hernia.
Okay.
It's got to be about 20 years ago. So he was really kind of, when he was poking and looking, whether or not it was something to do with the hernia, or was it diverticulitis, you know, he wasn't sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, I think he wants to establish, you know, is it gastro or is it a musculoskeletal thing where, actually a muscular thing where there is a, you know, gap in your musculature where a hernia is causing some pinching or some nerve compression that's causing the discomfort. So, I think a CT is not a bad test to determine that. I mean, the alternative is an MRI, but I think the first pass would be a CT. And that's, the CT is pretty good at discerning if you have diverticulitis, or God forbid if you have, you know, a mass there, or if it's just a defect in your abdominal wall that can cause the hernia. And then he can proceed to a colonoscopy if necessary. There might even be some safety concerns if there's, you know, severe diverticulitis, because, you know, we have to, there's a little higher risk for, rupturing your, intestinal wall if you have severe diverticulitis. And, you know, that, he might want to treat that first. So I think that's, you know, pretty reasonable plan. Yes, there is some radiation exposure associated with that. I think, you know, you can take, you know, some additional antioxidants, some alpha lipoic acid, some NAC, maybe even take some additional melatonin. These things are somewhat radioprotective, but just one-off test is not going to dramatically increase your risk for, say, cancer because of radiation exposure. So, you know, I think that that's, you know, a reasonable way to figure out a lot of things. You know, and maybe it's a high-yield test. Maybe it'll give us an answer. So I think you should proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
And by the way, you know, give us some follow-up. You know, feel free to call the program in a couple of weeks with the results of that, and then we'll figure it out from there, because I'd like to hear some feedback. Because otherwise, you know, it's, right now it's kind of like what you call a differential diagnosis. Pain in that area of the body could be doing, you know, innumerable things. And so we need to go through all the possibilities and play that rule-out game to make sure nothing serious is going on and get an answer. Okay?
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
All right. All the best. Yeah, good luck with that. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's at least a partial victory. You know, we have the banned PFAS campaign, the forever chemicals that have been tied to a number of health issues. Well, thanks to folks like you, because you listen to Intelligent Medicine, you probably weighed in with some of our action alerts from the Alliance for Natural Health, calling on the FDA to ban these chemicals. The FDA has now announced an end to PFAS chemicals in U.S. food packaging. So we're going to qualify that, because this means that major sources of dietary exposure to PFAS, such as microwave popcorn bags, takeout paperboard containers, you know, the kind that make it so that your pizza doesn't stick to the box. Well, yeah, that's a chemical that does that. And pet food bags will be eliminated. The problem is that this does not put an end to the use of PFAS chemicals altogether, because PFAS is still allowed for limited use in cookware, some food packaging, and food processing equipment. We really need to push for a ban on these endocrine-disrupting chemicals. They're gender benders and estrogen mimics, and they have been associated with health problems, including a higher risk of cancer and reproductive disorders. So go to banpfas.org to find out more about our campaign. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutrition.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Still early in the 2024 presidential election cycle, but recent polls indicate a lead for former President Trump over President Biden if the election were held today.
Guy Benson reporting at townhall.com about the latest, most notable New York Times Siena College poll writes, quote, "The data shows Trump ahead by 5 points head-to-head, 48% to 43%, which aligns with an array of national and state-level polling," unquote. The New York Times poll is corroborated by a 2-point lead for Mr. Trump in a head-to-head race against Mr. Biden, as reported both by Fox News and the Wall Street Journal, with a wider margin by those two sources with third-party candidates in the race. Meanwhile, CBS News gives Mr. Trump a 4-point lead against Mr. Biden if the election were held today. George Williams reporting.
SpaceX launched 4 astronauts to the International Space Station Sunday. They'll oversee the arrival of 2 new rocket ships during their stint. U.S.-Russian crew launched Sunday night from Florida. They'll replace a crew from the U.S., Denmark, Japan, and Russia when they reach the station on Tuesday. The South Korean and U.S. militaries are set to launch large-scale annual military drills this week.
Dubbed Freedom Shield, the operation is a response to North Korea's evolving nuclear threat. It's a command post training exercise involving computer simulations and will coincide with separate field exercises held jointly by the two militaries. The drills are set to begin Monday and will run through the 14th of the month. Pyongyang has been angered by such drills in the past, viewing them as an invasion rehearsal. Rich Thomason reporting.
Some 60,000 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumplings sold at Trader Joe's are being recalled for possibly containing hard plastic. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low lower back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
News industry lawsuits are piling up for OpenAI. That's the company behind artificial intelligence field chatbot ChatGPT.
Several digital outlets have sued OpenAI, saying the company used their journalism without permission, credit, or payment. The outlets follow similar copyright infringement lawsuits filed by the New York Times and authors. While OpenAI has reached some licensing agreements for use of stories to train its chatbots, others have been left out.
Jeremy House reports digital outlets say their material does have federal copyright protection, even if they didn't purchase copyright licenses from the federal government. At the box office this week, Dune Part 2 was number one. Bob Marley, One Love, came in second, followed by Ordinary Angels, Madam Web, The Chosen, Season 4, Episodes 7 and 8. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's a case of bank fraud in China.
The former chairman of the state-owned Bank of Beijing, now under investigation for corruption, Yang Binzhu, led the bank for years prior to his retirement in 2017 and is among several people being probed for, quote, violating discipline and the law in China. He's the latest to be investigated, all part of President Xi Jinping's anti-corruption campaign that many critics say has been used partly to remove his political rivals. Jason Walker reporting.
South Korea and the United States have begun large military exercises to bolster their readiness against North Korean nuclear threats. The joint exercises that started Monday will last 11 days. They involve computer-simulated command post training called the Freedom Shield exercise, and as well as separate field exercises. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA provides free or low-cost health care to eligible veterans and covers everything from preventative to specialty care. No one knows veterans better. Sign up at va.gov, call 1-800-MY-VA-411, or visit your nearest VA medical center. Come see why 90% of patients say they trust VA for their health care.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and a couple of very talented ladies take center stage this time as we open with Eve Arden as our Miss Brooks. Then movie musical star Alice Faye heads up her very own radio comedy variety series, working alongside her husband of more than half a century, Phil Harris. While both Alice and Eve were prominent radio performers, the types of characters they portrayed were different. Alice in many ways functioned as a sidekick, adding to a program which more often than not revolved around her husband Phil and his pal Frankie, as voiced by Elliot Lewis. Whereas Eve Arden was the upfront star of Our Miss Brooks, a single professional woman looking for love surrounded by a solid supporting cast. Gail Gordon was Principal Conklin, Glory McMillan as his daughter Harriet, Richard Crenna as Harriet's boyfriend, Walter. Jane Morgan as Connie's landlady, Mrs. Davis. And Jeff Chandler as Mr. Boynton. Also listed for frequent radio performers, Howard McNear, Harley Bear, and Joseph Kearns in this episode from July 3rd, 1949.
Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden.
When
Fourth of July weekend arrived at Madison High Summer School. It was welcomed most enthusiastically by our Miss Brooks, who teaches English there.
I don't know why I looked forward to such a brief holiday with such keen anticipation. I like my work, and I'm very fond of my pupils. Then there's the school principal, Mr. Osgood Conklin. Well, what do you know? I just found out why I look forward to such a brief holiday with such keen anticipation. Mr. Conklin and I never have been what the scientists call chemical affinities. But last week, we really reached the ultimate in mutual harassment. I would hesitate to describe Mr. Conklin's temper as volcanic, but by last Thursday, I would swear I saw a thin trickle of lava flowing out of his ears. I was telling my landlady, Mrs. Davis, about it Friday morning at breakfast. He hasn't been this irritable since last month when I broke his new glasses.
My goodness, Connie. How did you do that?
It was an accident, Mrs. Davis. They broke when we both bent down at the same time.
You both bent down?
Yes, to pick up a hammer I had dropped on his foot.
Osgood is certainly hard to get along with. Connie, did you say you wanted tea or coffee this morning?
I said I wanted milk, Mrs. Davis.
Oh, of course you did. I'm getting so absent-minded lately. Almost as bad as my sister Angela.
How is Angela, Mrs. Davis?
Angela?
Your sister.
Oh. She's terribly absent-minded, poor dear. Why, the other morning, do you know what she did?
No, what?
She found herself with one foot in the bathtub and one foot out of the bathtub.
Well, there's nothing absent-minded about that. It happens to most of us, sooner or later.
But Angela couldn't remember whether she was just getting into the tub. Or whether she was just getting out.
Well, that is a dilemma. What did she do?
She let the water out and took a shower. Now, I'd better get you that hot chocolate you wanted.
It's milk, Mrs. Davis, and it's right here on the table. Can I pour some for you?
Oh, no, thanks, Connie. I never drink milk in the morning. It keeps me up all day.
Maybe we should have gone on talking about Mr. Conklin.
Say, that reminds me, Connie. How's Mr. Conklin been treating you lately?
You should have seen him yesterday when I stopped in at his office to get my check.
Was he very disagreeable, Connie?
Not at first. That's what's so confusing. When I sat down to sign for the check, he was extremely civil to me, almost courteous. And then in a few seconds, boom, his whole attitude changed.
But why?
That's what I'd like to know. You'd think I spilled that bottle of ink on his coat purposely.
Connie, not a bottle of ink.
I couldn't help it, Mrs. Davis, and I tried my best to get out the spots.
With what?
With spot remover, of course. Or at least I thought it was spot remover. It isn't my fault that Mr. Conklin keeps ammonia in his desk, is it?
Ammonia? But, Connie, ammonia will just burn right through the cloth.
Please, Mrs. Davis, you sound just like Mr. Conklin. But I won't be running into him for the next few days, thank goodness. I'm going away for the July 4th weekend.
But, Connie, can you afford to go away?
On my salary, I can't afford to stay home. But I've made up my mind to do it if I have to go without lunch for a week. And guess where I'm going, Mrs. Davis?
Where?
To Eagle Springs. And guess what bashful scientist is going to get the surprise of his life because he's going there, too, and doesn't know I'm coming?
It's not Mr. Boynton.
It ain't Al Einstein. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Davis, I'll get ready for school. Walter Denton should be picking me up pretty soon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie, but there's something I forgot to tell you. Walter called while you were in the shower and said he can't pick you up this morning.
Oh, great. And my car won't budge.
What's the matter with it, Connie?
I don't know exactly. Last time I went out to the garage to look at it, it was lying on its side, panting.
Walter said he hoped you'd understand, but he had to drive Mr. Conklin to the doctor's this morning.
The doctor's? Why, that's a shame. I wonder what's wrong with poor Mr. Conklin.
Well,
Well, Osgood, I can't seem to find anything radically wrong with your physical condition, outside of a slightly elevated blood pressure, that is.
What is my blood pressure, Dr. Haney?
Oh, nothing to worry about, Osgood. Around 180, I'd say. Of course, if it gets to 200, I'd advise you to sell.
If there's one thing I've always wanted, it's a comical physician. Tell me, Doctor, what's wrong with me?
Well, I can't discover any physical symptoms, Osgood, but there's no doubt about it. Something seems to be troubling you mentally. Now, what is it?
It isn't a what, it's a who. And what a who. Even when we're not together, I can still see her face before me.
Yes, but Osgood, who is this woman?
It's Miss Brooks, Doctor. She teaches English at Madison.
Well, it seems to me, Osgood, that if Miss Brooks grates on your nerves so much, you shouldn't let her cross your path. Avoid contact with her whenever possible. As a matter of fact, I recommend that you leave town for a few days.
That's it. I'll do it. I'll go away for the 4th of July weekend. But where?
Oh, it doesn't matter where. Do your world a good to get away for a few days. Say, now, maybe I can help you.
You?
Why, sure. I know the squaw in charge of reservations on the chief.
It will be good to get away.
Oh, hello, Miss Brooks. You're just the person I wanted to see.
Good morning, Harriet. What can I do for you?
It's Daddy, Miss Brooks. I'm real worried about him. Last night he cried out in his sleep several times. Mother had to keep waking him up, and once in his sleep he screamed out your name.
My name?
Yes. That's when Mother had to tie him to the bed.
I think I can explain your father's nocturnal penchant for screaming my name, Harriet. We've spent the better part of this week exchanging unpleasantries.
Then Daddy did have words with you?
Harriet, your daddy had words that I wouldn't repeat in front of a sailor.
This morning when Walter Denton drove him to the doctor's.
Well, I hope his doctor has a good doctor. Now, if you'll excuse me, Harriet, I'll run along to class.
Just a minute, Miss Brooks. Here's Daddy now.
Oh, good morning, Harriet. Well, the doctor says there's nothing wrong with me physically at all.
I knew it. You look better already.
Thank you, my dear.
Good morning, Mr. Conklin. He just took a turn for the worse.
Good morning, Miss Brooks. So far... I'd better get into my office now. I'll see you later, Harry.
All right, Daddy. But what's the umbrella for?
It looked like rain when I left for the doctor's. Oh, by the way, it's a rather sturdy umbrella, Miss Brooks. Care to whack me over the head with it to start off the day?
Oh, of course not, Mr. Conklin.
You're sure now?
I'll take a rain check. I mean, I'm positive. Oh, hold still a minute, Mr. Conklin. There's a thread hanging from the lapel of your coat. I'll pull it out for you.
You needn't bother.
It's no bother. I'll pull it out in just a second. There, that does it. No, there seems to be more. Hold still, please.
I'm waiting, Miss Brooks.
I'm pulling, Mr. Conklin.
His lapel looks all right, Miss Brooks.
Oh, I'm getting it now. This a new suit, Mr. Conklin?
Yes. Yes, it is. No doubt you remember my old suit, Miss Brooks. The one with the ink spots.
Ink spots? How in the world did you get... Oh, that one.
Yes, that one. I thought you'd like to know that I cleaned Walter Denton's windshield with it this morning.
Well, it certainly needed it. I mean, I'm sorry about your suit, Mr. Conklin, but... Say, this is funny. There doesn't seem to be any end to this thread.
So I see. Miss Brooks, would you be good enough to give me the ball of thread you're holding in your hand? I'll have another lapel sewn on.
Oh, forgive me, Mr. Conklin. I didn't realize...
My brand new suit. Two pairs of pants and one lapel. Let me in that office immediately, huh? Step aside, Harry.
But, Daddy! Daddy seems quite annoyed at you this morning, doesn't he, Miss Brooks?
I think so. In fact, there's an old Eskimo saying that describes his feelings toward me perfectly. It goes, Pulikamu Konakrio Eksho.
What does that mean?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, will continue in just a moment. But first, here is Vern Smith. Here's wonderful news, ladies. Wonderful, wonderful news. Now there's something thrillingly new in Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather. Yes, something thrillingly new. Palmolive's famous beauty lather now brings you new fragrance, new charm, new allure.
Millions of women will prefer beauty lather Palmolive over all other leading toilet soaps the minute they try it. For Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather now has a new, clean, flower-fresh fragrance. For new allure, new charm.
So, ladies, forget all other beauty care and use Palmolive soap the way doctors advised for a lovelier complexion. Just stop improper cleansing and instead wash your face with Palmolive soap three times a day, massaging Palmolive's wonderful beauty lather onto your skin for 60 seconds each time to get its full beautifying effect. Then rinse. That's all. All types of skin, young, older, oily, respond to it quickly. Don't wait another day to try Palmolive's beauty lather. You'll be thrilled by its new fragrance, new charm, new allure. Thrilled again by the fresher, brighter complexion doctors prove may soon be yours.
For new loveliness all over, use big bath-sized Palmolive in tub or shower.
You're listening to Eve Arden, starring in Our Miss Brooks. We'll be right back after this.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Yeah.
And now back to the 4th of July with our Miss Brooks on When Radio Was.
Well, I had no further encounters with Mr. Conklin during my first class. And while waiting for another session to begin, I was bolstered by the thought that I'd soon be on my way to Eagle Springs for the 4th of July weekend. While I was marking some composition papers, Walter Denton returned from the errand I'd sent him on.
Excuse me, Miss Brooks, but I'm back.
Did you get me a ticket to Eagle Springs, Walter?
Sure, Miss Brooks, but first I told Mr. Boynton I was going to the railroad station on an errand, and then I volunteered to pick up his ticket to Eagle Springs for him. And when he gave me the money, I just added what you'd given me and bought two tickets, seats 208 and 209 in the parlor car, right smack up against each other.
Why, Walter Denton, where did you ever get such a diabolical scheme?
From you. Don't you remember, Miss Brooks, you laid the whole thing out for me?
Never mind, Walter. Are you sure the seats are together?
Positive. And it was a lucky break I got any seats at all. The trains are sure crowded for this 4th of July weekend. Gosh, the station was alive with travelers.
Those are the best kind. Now, look, Walter. You have got to promise me you won't mention my trip to a soul. I don't want Mr. Boynton to know I'm going to Eagle Springs until he sits down next to me on that train.
You have my word as a gentleman and a scholar.
I've just read your composition. Your word as a gentleman will do.
No, all kidding aside, Miss Brooks, how did you like my composition? Great baseball yarn, isn't it?
Frankly, Walter, it's a little hard for me to judge. I know how crazy you are about baseball, and I'd like to be fair in marking your composition, but, well, this time you've really got me stumped.
But why?
Maybe it's because the first six pages contain nothing but the American League box scores.
I just put that in to make it more dramatic.
Well, some of it is pretty exciting at that. I remember one very eloquent phrase that keeps recurring in the story. Had me right on the edge of my seat. Let me find it. Oh, here it is. Coleman to Sternweiss to Phillips.
That's a famous double play combination. You know, on the Yankees.
Oh, Yankees, of course. The northern team. Well, you'd better be getting on to your next class.
Now, okay, Miss Brooks. Oh, before I go, is there anything I can do for you while you're out of town?
Yes, Walter. Come to think of it, there is something you can do. You'll probably be seeing a lot of Harriet Conklin over the weekend, won't you?
Now, that's for sure.
Well, you can do me this one big favor. Whenever Mr. Conklin's in the vicinity, please don't mention my name.
When Mr. Conklin's in the vicinity, I'm usually not. He hates me, you know.
You're not the only one. But just don't talk about me when he's around. I'm hoping he'll cool down a bit while I'm away. Oh, there's that pesky fly again. He's been in here all morning.
I'll be darned if I'd hang around summer school all day if I was a fly.
Maybe he needs the credits. Hand me that fly swatter, Walter. Thanks.
Oh, he lit over here on the door, Miss Brooks. I'll open it and let him fly out.
No, don't, Walter. He looks like a germ carrier. I think I've got a good bead on the little pest. Here goes.
Fortunately, I get my glasses wholesale.
Mr. Conklin.
Now that you've warmed up, Miss Brooks, how about trying the umbrella?
It was an accident, Mr. Conklin. Miss Brooks didn't mean to hit you. She was after that other pest. I mean, the fly.
Well, if it isn't Walter Denton. I've hit the jackpot this time.
Please, Mr. Conklin, if you'll just sit down a minute.
Yeah, Mr. Conklin, just have a seat. I'll gather your glasses for you.
Yes. Oh, Denton.
Yes, sir?
Get out!
Yes, sir.
Miss Brooks, the reason I came in here was to inform you, as I have the other members of the faculty, that I'm going away for a while.
Away? For how long, Mr. Conklin?
Well, this morning I planned on staying away for just 3 days. But then, when you siphoned off one of my lapels, I decided to make it 4 or 5. And just now, when you flogged me with that fly swatter, I realized I'll need at least a week.
Mr. Conklin, I won't deny that a series of extremely unfortunate incidents have occurred.
How very broad-minded of you. Well, there won't be any more of them for me, at least not for the next week. I always thought I was a man of more than average courage, Miss Brooks, but I've discovered recently that I'm not.
Please, Mr.
Oh, it's true. I am a coward, Miss Brooks. But be that as it may, I am determined to live long enough to be an old coward. Hence, I am about to flee the city.
But where are you going, Mr.
I don't know yet. I've called the railroad station, but their trains are all jammed with 4th of July weekenders. However...
Yes, I know. It's very crowded on almost all the trains.
I haven't finished talking, Miss Brooks. I was about to say, however, I'm going to try the airport this afternoon. Maybe I can get a plane for somewhere. Oh, that's a very annoying fly.
Oh, I've got the swatter, Mr. Conklin. I'll get it this time. You just sit still.
No. I'll get out of this seat if you don't mind.
You got up, Mr. Conklin.
As I was saying, Miss Brooks, I'll go to the airport. If I can't get a plane from somewhere, I may fly somewhere without a plane!
And so, class, it only requires a little concentration to avoid embarrassing mistakes in conversation. We'll take up next the works of Lord Boynton, Lord Byron. That's all for now. Class dismissed, and have a nice weekend.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Brooks. Could I see you for a minute?
Why, Mr. Boynton, you may see me for longer than that. Come in, won't you?
I just wanted to say goodbye, Miss Brooks.
Oh? Going somewhere?
Yes. Walter Denton just got me a ticket on the 4:15 to Eagle Springs. I'm going to spend the 4th of July weekend up there.
How nice for you, Mr. Boynton. It should do you a world of good.
Yes, I really need the rest. I've been working pretty hard lately. Still, I want you to know I'll miss our regular Friday afternoon date, Miss Brooks.
I don't see why. That was a pretty tiresome crowd we were running around with.
Miss Brooks, we went to the zoo on Fridays.
That's what I mean. Every week, the same old hairy faces.
Well, it does a man good to get away from town every so often. Gives him a chance to think things out. Commune with nature, as it were. You know, I like to get next to Mother Nature once in a while.
Now, isn't that funny? I feel the same way about Father Nature. That is, I'm sure you'll have a lovely time, Mr. Boynton.
I knew you'd understand, Miss Brooks. Walter got me a seat in the parlor car. They usually come in twos, you know.
Do they?
Yes, I hope someone nice sits next to me. It's quite a long trip and a friendly traveling companion to make the time pass much more pleasantly.
I'm sure you'll draw the doll of the world.
No, not me. Just my luck. I'll probably wind up alongside some big fat dunce.
Do you know it? I mean, it's silly to even speculate about your train partner, Mr. Boynton. Forget it for now.
Well, if only he has a good sense of humor. I remember the last trip I took to New York. On my way back, I sat right next to George S. Kaufman, the famous playwright.
Really? How was his sense of humor?
You'd be surprised. It wasn't so good. I told him one of my best gags, too. You know the one where I make my shoes squeak on purpose? Well, when Kaufman asked me if they were new shoes, I said, "Shoes, nothing. Those are my Blue Jay corn plasters chirping." Now, you know that's funny.
It's a scream. How did Mr. Kaufman react?
He took two Alka-Seltzers and went to sleep.
Probably jealous because he didn't make it up.
Well, I guess I better be leaving now, Miss Brooks. I've still got to say goodbye to Mr. Conklin.
Well, whatever you do, don't mention my name to him. This is one of my bad days.
Miss Brooks, you shouldn't fight with Mr. Conklin.
I'm not fighting with him, Mr. Boynton. Why, Mr. Conklin would be the first to admit that we'd get along splendidly together if it weren't for just one thing.
What's that?
Me.
Come in.
Oh, I just dropped in to say goodbye, Mr. Conklin.
Oh, sit down a minute, Boynton. I'm just getting some information from the Travel Bureau. What did you say the name of that train was again? The Snake Eyes Limited? No, I'm afraid I don't care to go as far as Las Vegas. Goodbye. Now then, you were saying?
Just goodbye, Mr. Conklin. I'm going up to Eagle Springs for the weekend.
Eagle Springs? But you won't be able to get a train ticket. I've tried every which way to get out of this town. It's just impossible.
Oh, not for me, it isn't. I've got my ticket right here. Seat 209 in the parlor car on the 415.
Well, let's see that ticket, Boynton. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be running along now, if you don't mind.
Just a moment, Boynton. Boynton, I've always looked upon you as one of the outstanding members of Madison's faculty. Not just as a teacher, mind, although you're one of the best.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Conklin.
But also as a human being. You, Boynton, are the type of chap who would never let anyone down.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Conklin.
That's why I know you'll sell me that ticket and postpone your own vacation.
Postpone it? But, Mr. Conklin, I can't.
Can't? In the vocabulary of a Madison High School teacher, there is no such word as can't.
Well, then I won't. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I've worked very hard for this vacation,
Of course you have, my boy. It was selfish of me to even suggest that you give me your ticket on the train. The fact that I'm on the verge of complete mental breakdown should not sway you in the slightest.
Mental breakdown? Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Conklin.
Oh, chin up, boy. Wipe that frown from your face. You should be smiling. You're going on a trip. A happy, carefree trip. Forget about me trembling in my stuffy little office. You're on the train, boy. I can see you now, sitting there in that plush parlor car, the sun streaming through the windows. What's this? Conductor is approaching. Tickets? Tickets, please. Where's your ticket?
Here it is.
Thanks, Boynton. I knew you'd come through.
Here you are, miss. Seat 208.
Thank you.
Now, this bag belongs to the gentleman in the next seat. He went back to the smoking car just before we pulled out.
Oh, that's perfect. Now I can really surprise him.
Oh, you know him?
Not as well as I'm going to. That is, we've never been on a vacation together before.
Oh, that's the fellow coming down the aisle there. Oh, yes. He's got adhesive tape on his glasses.
What? Are you sure that's the man who has seat 209?
Positive. I parked him here myself.
Oh. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to face the window before he sits down.
What for?
If he sees me before he sits down, he'll fall down.
Oh, I get it. It's a rib. Tickets. Tickets.
205, 207. Ah, here we are, 209. Hi-ho, hi-ho, to Eagle Springs we go. Well, I have a traveling companion. Yeah, I don't blame you for gazing out the window. Lovely scenery, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like taking a little trip, eh?
Mm-mm.
I don't mind telling you, I was a candidate for the Mayo Clinic before I got on this train. But it's going to be different now. Hi-ho, hi-ho, to Eagle Springs we go. And as we go, I sing, ho, ho, hi-ho. Hey, look at the sun coming from behind that cloud. Shining on the window that way, it's beginning to reflect your features. Yes? Yes? There are your eyes. Nice eyes. There's your nose. Pretty nose. There's your mouth, your chin. Put them all together, and they add up.
To the Mayo Clinic we go.
Eve Arden, as our Miss Brooks, returns in just a moment. But first...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl.
Tonight... Yes, tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Luster Cream, world's finest shampoo. No other shampoo in the world gives you Kay Dumit's magic blend of secret ingredients plus gentle lanolin. Not a soap, not a liquid, Luster Cream shampoo leaves hair three ways lovelier. Fragrantly clean, free of loose dandruff, glistening with sheen, soft, manageable. Even in hardest water, Luster Cream lathers instantly. No special rinse needed after a Luster Cream shampoo.
so gentle, Luster Cream is wonderful even for children's hair. Tonight, yes, tonight, try Luster Cream Shampoo.
Dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream Shampoo.
And now, once again, here is our Miss Brooks.
Well, after I found out the identity of Mr. Boynton's summer replacement on the train, I altered my plans for the weekend. Computing the wind velocity and the rate of speed at which we were traveling, I decided not to get off until the first stop. Then I took the next train back to town. And when I arrived at the depot, I ran right into Walter Denton.
Well, Miss Brooks, what are you doing here? You should be halfway to Eagle Springs by now.
I was, Walter, but I found out that Mr. Boynton isn't going, and I couldn't bear the thought of letting him spend the weekend alone.
Alone? But, Miss Brooks, Mr. Boynton got a last-minute cancellation and left for Eagle Springs 5 minutes ago.
What?
Sure, I drove him down.
Oh, great. Well, there's only one way I can celebrate the holiday now. I'll make an anonymous call to Mr. Conklin on Monday.
An anonymous call?
Yes, Walter. That's the 4th of July, and I'm really going to shoot off my mouth.
Next week, tune into another Our Miss Brooks show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, Your Beauty Hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair. Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, is produced by Larry Burns, written and directed by Al Lewis, with music by Wilbur Hatch. Here's a money-saving offer, men. A giant tube and a large tube of Palmolive brushless shaving cream for 49 cents. Yes, a 70-cent value for only 49 cents. This offer is made solely to prove you, too, can get smoother, more comfortable shaves the Palmolive brushless way. Just follow directions on the tube and treat your face to wonderful shaves. Yes, for extra shaving comfort at extra low cost, don't miss this Palmolive brushless bargain. At drug and toilet goods counters, get both giant and large size Palmolive brushless. A 70-cent value for only 49 cents. Last year, forest fires laid waste 30 million acres of America's timberland. This year, only you can keep it from happening again. Remember, another 30 million acres will burn this year unless you are careful. For mystery liberally sprinkled with laughs, listen to Mr. and Mrs. North, the exciting, fun-packed adventures of an amateur detective and his beautiful wife. Tune in Tuesday evening over most of these same stations. And be with us again at this same time next week for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks. Bob Lamond speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From July 3rd, 1949, Our Miss Brooks had debuted on CBS Radio 1 year earlier, and it continued to be heard there until 1957. The television version, with pretty much the same cast, overlapped the radio series. Seen on CBS television from 1952 until canceled by the network in the spring of 56. A month or so before that TV program wrapped up, though, a motion picture version of Our Miss Brooks came to theaters. In that movie, Connie's long and seemingly fruitless pursuit of Mr. Boynton is finally rewarded with an engagement ring. I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of romance, coming up next on Wind Radio was a couple that were happily married for more than half a century. Phil Harris and Alice Faye, right after this break.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a four-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Deanna the Belmonts, the Chantal, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77.
Hello,
Shaboom, and welcome with me to get all
your... Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. A Crestline, California teacher and football coach who went the extra mile to build a relationship between students and the community's veterans has been singled out by the local VFW. Michael Wendland was presented with the District 10 Educator of the Year Award by VFW Post 2920. To me, to be honored by the veterans of District 10, there is no better honor because of what these servicemen and women stand for, Wendland said, whose goal was to build a stronger team through community service efforts. Among the projects he and his team were helping to move a local daycare, assisting the VFW in setting up tents for Veterans Appreciation Day, and placing flags on veterans' graves for Memorial Day. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and while it was not the first marriage for either of them, boy oh boy did Phil Harris and Alice Faye make the most of it. They got hitched in 1940, and they were together for 54 years until his passing in 1995. It indeed was the second marriage for both, as Phil's first wife was Australian-born actress Marcia Ralston, and Alice's first husband, singer Tony Martin. The comedy couple are joined by Robert North as Alice's brother Willie and Elliot Lewis as Frankie in this broadcast from January 2nd, 1949.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Walter Sharp in his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. The morning mail has just arrived at the Harris home. One of the letters for Phil is misaddressed, and he and Alice are debating whether or not to open it.
But, honey, why shouldn't I open the letter? It's got my name on it, hasn't it?
Yes, but it has an entirely different street address from ours. Besides, we live in Encino, and this letter is addressed to Phil Harris, Los Angeles. Obviously, there's another Phil Harris.
Another... Oh, calm now, Gertrude. Listen, honey. Like the Taj Mahal and the Grand Canyon, there's just one of each of us. Another Phil Harris. You better get some rest, honey. Look. Honey, this letter must be for me, and I'm going to open it. It looks like a very important epistle.
Important what?
Epistle. I-S-P-U-T-L-E. That's a word meaning letter. Epistle. You know, you're very fortunate to have an educated husband.
Yeah, ain't I? You Yale graduates know everything, don't you? Tell me, Phil, can you make out who it's from?
No, I can't. The return address is smudged. All I can see are the words official business. And it ain't got no stamp on it, so it must be from the government. Hey. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I overpaid my income tax and they're returning some dough.
Oh, no. No. Willie made out your tax return, and he never overpaid on anything.
How true, how utterly true. Look, before I open the letter, I'd better check with Willie, huh? I'll get him on the phone and see.
Good morning, Philip.
Hello, Willie. I just called... Let me finish dialing, will you? Oh, I'm sorry, Willie. You're here. Hey, look, Willie. I got a letter here from the government, and I think it might be about my income tax.
Uh-oh. I knew they'd catch up with you.
What do you mean they'd catch up with me?
I told you not to deduct the Wilkins family as a dependent.
Well, a bookkeeper with jokes.
Now, look, Phil, the letter's not addressed to you, so you'd better mark it wrong address and put it back in the mailbox.
All right, so I'll put it back in the mailbox. I'm going in the kitchen to make myself a sandwich. I wish there was some way I could find out about
it. Alice, you should have taken that letter and put it back in the mailbox yourself.
Why?
I don't trust that man. I'm always suspicious of anything he does. Wouldn't surprise me if he were doing some sneaky thing this very moment.
Maybe I am, but you can't prove it.
Hello, Frankie. Willie, I resent your talking that way about him. He may be a little irresponsible, but he's honorable. He's a man of principle, and I love him.
Thank you, Alice. You may kiss me.
Frankie, please.
I love you too, dear. I'll toss you to see who tells Curly.
Oh. Stop joking, Frankie. Willie and I were talking about Phil.
Oh, him. Where is he?
He's in the kitchen. He's probably trying to steam open an envelope. If I were you, Alice, I'd go in and check up on him.
I will not check up on him. I trust him.
So do I. I'm glad to see you defend my best friend, Alice. Well, see you later.
Where are you going?
Into the kitchen to check up on Curly.
You're listening to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. Stay tuned for more right after this.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com. Or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
And now let's get back to Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
Hi, Curly.
Oh, hello, Frankie.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm...
Get myself a glass of milk.
Oh. Willie thought you might be in here steaming open an envelope.
Well, of all the nasty, suspicious minds, I have too much integrity to do a thing like that. I'd no more think of steaming open an envelope than I would have taken candy from a baby. I ain't that kind of a guy, and anybody who thinks that I'd steam open an envelope...
I can't hear you, Curly. The steam kettle's making too much noise.
What did you say, Frankie?
I said the water's boiling for your milk.
Oh, I'll take it off. Always take boiling water in my milk. It's an old southern custom, you know.
Sure enough. And now, shall we steam open the envelope, Colonel Harris?
All right. So I'm steaming open the letter. I got a right to open it. It's the wrong address, but it's got my name on it.
Well, why steam it open? Why don't you just tear it open?
You're right. I'll tear it open. This letter looks important, and it might have a bearing on my whole life. I'll tear it open right now and see what...
Well, what's it say? Who's it from?
Well, it's from the Selective Service Board. It says, greetings. Greetings! Wrong film. Send it back. Get it out of here. Put it in the box. Tie it with the ribbon. Throw it in the deep blue sleeve. Turn loose of it. Get it away.
This means you're being drafted.
No, don't say that. That ain't for me. It couldn't be. I'm too old. The Army couldn't be drafting me. Could they, Frankie? Could they?
I don't know, Private Harris.
Now, wait a minute, Remley. They're only taking guys up to 25, and I'm almost a full year over that.
Yeah, almost. Curly, why don't you admit your right age? That's why you're in trouble now. You go around telling everybody you're 25.
That's just for publicity. Must be a mistake. I'm a veteran. I was a scoutmaster for 4 years. Besides, I was in the Navy in World War II. They can't draft me.
That's what you said the last time. Now, Curly, I'm surprised at your attitude. Are you trying to shirk your duty?
It isn't that. I was happy to do my duty when they called me the last time. I tell you, I'm too old for service now.
It'll do you good, Curly. Don't forget, the Army builds men.
Well, let them build a new one to take my place. Why renovate me? They retire overage destroyers. The least they can do is give me the same consideration.
Curly, being in the Army's a cinch. Nothing to it. It's just like having a radio program.
What do you mean?
You get 13 weeks of basic training, and if they like you, they pick up your option.
But I'm happy with Rexall. I don't want to change sponsors.
Curly, you should feel honored that you're being called upon. I know you wouldn't let me do it, but if I had the opportunity, I'd be glad to go instead of you.
Oh, gee, Frankie. You do that for me? Why, that's the nicest gesture a man could make for a friend. Well, I don't know what to say except drop me a line when you get to Fort MacArthur.
No, Curly, you're right. There must be a mistake. This induction notice can't be for you.
Of course not.
On the other hand, it's possible that it isn't a mistake.
Cut! I heard you the first time.
From January 2nd, 1949, the first half of the Phil is Drafted episode of the Harrison Fay Show. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. The fellow who provided the voice of Frankie Remley was not drafted into the military during World War II, but instead, he enlisted, and he was assigned to an appropriate position. We'll talk about Elliot Lewis's military career and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Elliot Lewis and his military service. Following the U.S.'s entry into World War II, the talented radio actor, producer, and director worked with the Army's Armed Forces Radio Service, running a number of shows over there and earning the rank of Master Sergeant, as well as a Legion of Merit citation. I'm Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. And hey, visit us over at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.